back to another episode of the Warrior Mind Podcast. I'm Greg Swanson, your mental strength coach, guide, and mentor. To find out more about mental strength and Warrior Mind Coaching, please visit us at www.warriormindcoach.com and our world-famous blog, www.warriormindcoach.com/blog. Good morning, good afternoon, good day. Hope everyone is progressing on their goals, enjoying life, and enjoying what life has to offer. Before we get going on today's subject, I'd like to very excitingly announce that my certification program is now open and taking enrollment. The website is mentalstrengthcertification.com, or you can go to the blog and there'll be a banner on the right-hand side of it. The certification, I've taking parts of what coaching really is, taking parts about NLP, neuroscience, and what the mind is, and then talked about the four mental strength tools. So it's a very comprehensive, great program for you to take a look at either for yourself or for if you want to be a coach and help others. So please, when you get a chance, go over to mentalstrengthcertification.com and take a look at it, enroll in it, and you will have access to it for the rest of your life. And that should give you a little bit of peace of mind, knowing that you have the ability to control your thoughts and to control your destiny by being certified as a mental strength coach. Which brings us to peace of mind. Peace of mind. Everybody's looking for peace of mind, and how do you get peace of mind, and what is peace of mind? I like to look at peace of mind as almost very similar or the bookend of confidence. Confidence is not necessarily knowing that you can achieve everything that you want or that you're going to get the result that you want. Confidence is more that no matter what happens, you know that you're going to be okay. You know that you can handle any situation. And when you know you can handle anything, the byproduct of that is basically giving you a peace of mind. And we all have experienced this in different times in our life. As we grow older, there's a point in our life where we almost feel cocky, confident, but that doesn't necessarily give us the peace of mind. You know, that's that 20s, 25, 18, that type of time frame. And then as we start to get older, we start to wonder what people think about us and what people are talking about us. So we stop trying to do things and our confidence wanes and our peace of mind disappears. So as we tend to put more of our authority and more of our power to people, places, and things outside of ourselves, our peace of mind diminishes. Our peace of mind evaporates. We don't have it. We have a turbulence mind. And this is quite evident in people's lack of healthy behaviors. Whether it's they don't sleep enough, they eat too much, they don't exercise, they watch reality shows. All of these are effects of lack of peace of mind, trying to get peace of mind. If we had, when a person has peace of mind, they understand what it is to be healthy. They will eat correctly. They will exercise. They will read books that support them in their life's purpose. They will do the things that will encourage them, that will support them, that will help them build their confidence and give them peace of mind. When we don't have that, we try to silence the voices in our head, and we silence them by either overindulging in food to get that comfort feeling, that comfort food, or we'll drown out the noise with TV. If we can find somebody on TV that has a worse life than us, then we'll feel okay. And it's not that somebody has a worse life than us, it's that we are comparing and again putting our power outside of ourselves. When we can stop believing our thinking and stop believing what we tell ourselves and know that it's just a wind blowing in our mind, then we can start to get closer to having that peace of mind. See, when we start thinking and believing our thoughts is when we disrupt our peace of mind. The challenge is, how do we stop thinking the thoughts? Well, this is a, I don't want to say a vicious cycle, but our thoughts come from our predominantly major input, whether it's an internal input of self-talk, visualization, or whether it's an input of external, radio, TV, books. So whatever your source of input is filling your unconscious and conscious with ideas, which then later, when you don't control them, will percolate up into those thoughts. So if you are watching the news about all the horrible things happening in the world, if you're watching reality TV, if you're reading the newspapers and the magazines that how bad things are, you are putting these into your unconscious and conscious mind. And so when you don't control it, naturally those come up because it's a reflection of what comes in. What comes in must come out, right? Garbage in, garbage out. And the garbage out is the thoughts, is the thinking. So as you start to control what you put in, you have to understand that it takes a while to tip that scale from the, we'll just say, disempowering input to the empowering input. And when you can start putting more empowering ideas and thoughts into your mind, whether it's through reading, you can still watch some great shows. There is some wonderful shows on TV that are very empowering. If you're here in the States, The Moment with Kurt Warner is a wonderful show that talks about people getting a second chance in life and pursuing their dreams. Another thing is meditation. Meditation, you don't have to necessarily silence your thoughts, but you can focus on a single idea, such as, what do you really want in the future? What do you want your life? And you sit with that. So the point here is, whether it's external or internal, you need to start to change your input. So your output, which is your thoughts and your thinking, will be the same. And when your thoughts and thinking equal your input, you'll then have confidence and then have peace of mind. And it is a step-by-step process. We in society, we are so taxed for our attention, whether it's our, you know, our smartphones, the email, the Facebook, this, that. I mean, there are so many things. So part of peace of mind may be disconnecting some of the inputs that we get and only allowing yourself limited access. Perhaps pick today, perhaps pick Sunday, and completely unplug. Here's the thing. Just because somebody calls you on the phone, you don't need to answer it. Just because somebody knocks on your door, you don't need to open it. Just because somebody sends you an email, you don't need to answer it immediately. You are in control. When you give your power to all of those external devices, you cannot have peace of mind because you have given your power away to everybody else. When you can sit down and unplug and not answer those things, eventually you do want to answer, you know, if it's an important phone call, important email, yes, you do want to answer it. The key here is take back control and know you don't have to answer it immediately, that you can unplug for a day and sit and go walk in nature and listen to the streams, listen to the birds, listen to the silence, and that will help you get back to peace of mind. And when you get back to peace of mind, you're able to hear your soul. And when you're able to hear your soul, you will find your life purpose. You'll start to live a life of power, purpose, passion, with perseverance. Because it's through peace of mind that we're able to get in touch with our true self, our soul, and what we're here to do in life, and how we're supposed to affect life and help others. It is through this peace of mind that you are empowered. Because your peace of mind talking, when you can hear your soul talking to you, you are internal as opposed to external, meaning people telling you what to do, Facebook telling you what to do, the media telling you what to do. When we put all of our attention externally, we are being brainwashed. We are being controlled. We are being manipulated. When you can unplug and be in silence and be in contemplative state, be in meditation, reading the good things, you are then taking back control of your thoughts and your thinking, and you'll be able to be in touch with your soul, and you will get that peace of mind. And it's time to take back all that power, because remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility,